Hello and welcome to the Challenge Podcast, brought to you by Max's and Maxine's Challenge, with your host Helen Booth, past challenger and now platinum manager.
Hey everyone, welcome to our first episode of the Challenge Podcast. You're with me, Helen Booth. Today we are speaking to John Delanek, Master Coach. He was also the winner of our very first Max Challenge in 2011.
Okay. Well, maybe it's time to find out about this bloke.
All your inner secrets are going to be revealed today.
So this is kind of the gist of it. We're just going to be like chatting like this.
And I reckon we need to.
In what you want.
So this is our very first podcast. You should be privileged to be asked to come in and do the
I'm
first
daunted,
one.
Yeah, I'm excited. But
so if we're going to stuff any up, it'll be this one.
Scared of what questions you're going to ask, but yeah.
Oh, don't be scared. I think we know enough about you anyway, don't we?
I know. That's why I'm surprised I'm here. Who wants to hear my story again? Jesus.
So today we're going to talk to John, Coach John. Master Coach, enjoying it?
You're right so far. Loving it. Yeah, it's fantastic. Big privilege.
Now, what a lot of listeners don't know about John is that he was the very first winner of our Max's Challenge way back in 2011.
Is that the best thing that's ever happened to you?
It is, actually. Not much else happens in my life. Easily the best thing that's happened. And that's not just saying that. It's changed my life in a big way. Like, as you guys know, it's changed my career. I've been lucky enough to work with Max's now for the whole 8 years. So, yeah, for me it was a big life changer. It was a good thing. Best thing.
Tell us about your job history, training, qualifications, all that sort of stuff.
So originally after school, which was a long, long time ago, before the internet was even invented, I think, I became a tradie in the audiovisual field. So we used to install sound systems, projectors, all that sort of stuff for high-end companies. I did that for almost 15 years and loved the job. The conditions were great. The guys I worked with were fantastic. All that sort of stuff was just great. It was a job that, I couldn't fault, but the passion wasn't there. I was just sort of getting over it. And then, when that challenge came up, I jumped on board and, jumped trains from there. Like I jumped onto PT because so many people came to me after the challenge wanting to know how I did it and all that sort of stuff and wanted to know about it. And I'd always had a big interest in health and fitness, but I didn't think I could make a career out of doing something like that.
Where did you find the challenge?
It was on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kept popping up on Facebook.
And, so there was something good internet back then.
Yeah, it only just came through.
Facebook back in 2011. God, I don't even think I had it then.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was one of the first people on there.
Now we can't live without it, can we? It's all part of our lives now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
But yeah, that's where the career change started. Like after the challenge, I thought I had long service though, because like I said, I'd been there for 15 years. So I thought the smartest way for me to do this is take my long service leave and then try and transition over into personal training, because I've got 13 weeks of long service leave. If it doesn't work, I go straight back to being a tradie. If it works, if I get enough clients and I can see I can make a living out of it, I'll jump ships. And by the end of 13 weeks, I had a full book of clients and
that's
I was
amazing.
Loving life. And I was like, this is the best thing ever. I can't believe I'm getting paid to make people feel good and count reps, and it was a no-brainer. I was like, yeah, I'm
so
done.
So you're another one of those PTs that can't count too?
No, I'm an intuitive counter, is what I always tell my clients. I just count the reps that count.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. I don't think any PT can count properly. Anyway, so you went to start of PTing and one more rep?
Yep. So, a year into it, I teamed up with a friend of mine at the time, and we decided to open up a training studio in Port Melbourne. There was one available, and called it One More Rep, which is a company name that I'd had for years, actually. A lot of people thought I'd stolen it off. I think there was other supplement companies and whatever else called One More Rep, but I'd registered that back in 2002 when I was still a tradie, because we did some other work there. And kept that name, started up a studio. And ran a studio quite successfully for the 3 years or 4 years, but it was too consuming. Like running a business, looking after PTs and a studio and paying all the bills and all that sort of stuff and all your own clients, it just became a bit too much, and I was starting to sort of not enjoy the PTing as much because I couldn't put all my effort into the personal training. It was more so, you know, trying to run a business, and I wasn't good at that. So, yeah, sold it last year. And now I'm back to just looking after my clients, PTing, and I rent the studio now. I just pay, you know, my weekly rent to the new owner, and it's so much better, less stress, and it's better for my clients too.
When you signed up to the challenge, I suppose it was sort of like a bit of a relief that you'd signed up, and then you go, what now? You know, waiting for the challenge to start. And I mean, when I signed up for my challenge, I sort of went, oh my God, what am I in for? This is just going to be like pretty scary, daunting. Yeah. How'd you feel?
I didn't feel scared or daunted. Like, I hated putting up that before picture because I was like, horrible, man, that, that is out there now, because this was before I like taking selfies and stuff. It was like I had to put up the worst looking possible picture of myself. I was like, oh, I don't know if I want everyone seeing that.
Yeah, thousands of people have seen that picture now.
Yeah, I know. Lots of people
still
floats that
around the office, you know.
So yeah, for me it wasn't scary. It was just that I didn't enjoy having that image, but at the same time that was the biggest motivator that I had, because I was like, if I'm going to put that picture out there, I don't want to look anything like that in 12 weeks time. So that was the big kick up the ass, where I was like, I'm going to work my ass off these next 12 weeks so people can go, wow, that's not the same person. So
yeah, I did exactly the same.
That was the thing that motivated me. Yeah, that before
I definitely
picture.
Wasn't going to put my photo up there looking exactly the same again.
Yeah, and that's what I was scared of. Yeah.
Did you find, sorry, Di.
I was going to say, did you feel competitive when you put it up? Like, I really want to do well and I want to try and win, or were you just like, I just want to improve?
I'm generally a very, very competitive person with everything, but when it came to this challenge, it was more about challenging myself and being competitive with myself. I didn't know who would enter. I didn't know how many people would enter or anything like that. And that was the furthest thing from my mind. I didn't even watch what other people were doing because I knew it would just derail me a little bit. So I just thought, just do what you can do, and whatever your body does, it does. And I knew if I'm going to eat better, if I'm going to train better, then results are going to come. There's no doubt about it. And it's just consistency and patience. And I just did that and trusted in the process, and it worked.
Certainly did.
Yeah,
I found that as well. I didn't really know anybody. I wasn't on social media. I used to read the social media, but I never used to comment. I think I commented on the forum twice over the whole 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I was worried someone would think that I was a bit of an idiot, you know, commenting, what's this idiot saying, you know?
Yeah, same.
Stupid
same.
Question.
I wasn't that active at all. Yeah, no, same thing.
Maybe a few posts on Facebook, and I think towards the end of my challenge I started to post a bit more, but I used my journal a lot too. Do you journal? Well, you're a boy. Boys don't really journal a lot.
My only journal was my training diary, really. That was, people would see me walk in and out of the gym with that every single day. Like, who's this wanker carrying that book all the time? But, yeah, it was the only way I knew I could improve.
Did you find it easy?
The challenge?
Yeah.
You know what? I did. I just because I enjoyed it so much.
Had the drive.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun being motivated and being accountable for once. Like, prior to that, I was just doing stuff for the sake of doing it, like getting bigger biceps and whatever else. But this time it was like, you've got a goal now. Like, it's fun. Like, yeah, I wanted to see what I'd look like. I had no idea what 12 weeks would do to my body. So I was like, just give it everything. Let's see what happens. And
you're happy in the end?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Happy with your achievements.
Yeah.
And then just build from there.
Yeah, oh, mate, to win that was just mind-blowing. I never set out to win, but, definitely happy. But, you know, it's like anything. You always think, oh, what if I didn't have that cheeseburger? What if this or what if that? But, ultimately I was really happy. Yeah, it was the best shape I'd ever been in at that stage of my life, so.
Did you train alone or did you try to have a gym buddy?
I tried to rope a mate into it at the start because I was like, I don't want to be the only idiot doing this. I want another mate doing it as well.
Yeah.
Not that it was a stupid thing or anything, but you know, I thought, if I'm going to put my picture out, I want my mate doing it as well.
And did he?
So then we can both do it. The week before, before I signed up, he broke his arm riding a motorbike.
Damn.
So
it was convenient for him. He got out of it.
He's too much of a pussy to train because of his broken arm.
there's still cardio
and
legs. And
that's what I tried telling him, but no, he piked it. And so I trained on my own. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
The whole 12 weeks, yeah.
Did you take any supplements?
Yes.
Yes.
Lived on Super Whey, glutamine, and I think that's why I've gotten sick. So you'll have to excuse my nasally voice. It's worse than it normally is. But, yeah, took everything. Creatine, the glutamine, the what else was there? I can't remember. It was a long time ago now. But, yeah, I stuck to the supplements, definitely. Yeah.
Do you still take them now?
Every day. Yeah. I've never stopped, yeah.
Big part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, big time.
Stop you getting sick, and did you have any major setbacks or injuries while you were training?
I was pretty lucky. Yeah, I just cruised right through. Body felt good the whole time. Training was on track. Yeah, I was one of the lucky ones that just was able to just stick at it, and yeah, it was fine the whole 12 weeks.
Why are you laughing?
This will be a good question.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was just thinking there's just that dead silence.
Oh.
Yeah. So no injuries or anything like that. Once you got sort of like over the halfway mark, what were you thinking? Were you sort of thinking that you maybe had a chance to get into the top 10 or top 50 maybe?
I honestly never thought about that at all. The whole time I remember not thinking about winning, placing, anything like that. It was just about go out there and just kick ass. Like, don't look like that before photo. Like, that was my motivator the whole time. It was me versus me. And I think that's what most challenges should do, is, like, you can't compare yourself to other people. It'll do your head in. Yeah. Like, there's so many newbies that are going to respond so much better than someone that's had training experience before, because, you know, that person that's got heaps of training experience has to work twice as hard to try and get those minimal results, whereas someone that's quite new, any adaptations that they make, any changes that they make to their diet, to their training, all that sort of stuff, they get results pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And if you're going to compare yourself to, you know, every person that you look at, it's just going to throw you off big time. So, no, I don't compare myself to anyone. I was just, like, going in, doing my own thing, and I didn't focus on winning or losing. And again, it's a subjective thing too. I didn't know what the judges would be looking for. So it's just a matter of, yeah, if I can present something good, hopefully it stands out. And that's what I really wanted. I just wanted a transformation that would stand out. And that was my
So no donuts?
I don't think I had a donut during that challenge.
Mum's meals?
Mum's meals.
Mum's meals. I heard she's a pretty good cook.
Yeah, Mum's a great cook. She'll always cook what I like. I'll always give her plenty of notice before I'm coming over. Give her some time to make things.
There's a whole table full of food.
Yeah. But no, I'm not going to lie. I had one or two cheat meals during that time.
Yeah.
But it was because I was so strict. It was always a cheeseburger. For some reason, I just craved cheeseburgers, and that was like my little treat.
McDonald's?
Yes.
Oh, really? Yeah. A little tiny cheeseburger?
Yeah, it was just enough. It was just like, you know what, you've worked your ass off this week, just have one cheeseburger. That was it.
How did you just stop at one? Damn.
Because, again, I just want to, look at my best at the end.
I would have had a donut on top of that as well.
But the good thing about that was it would motivate me, because I would get the little bit of guilt after it, and I was like, next training session I'd go even harder. So it was kind of like, it kind of worked for me.
Yeah.
I'm not condoning that people have cheeseburgers every day. And stuff. But if you give yourself a little treat here and there, I don't have a problem with it. If it's not a, you know, massive calorie dense sort of rubbishy meal where it's, you know, 50 cheeseburgers, well, yeah. If it's a little treat here and there, I mean, yeah, it does. It motivates you to work harder again the next day. Good for me.
And you love to help your challengers now, you know, what if they have a cheat meal?
I don't
tell you?
I don't grill them for it. Yeah, I definitely. With my platinum members, I tell them to be totally transparent for me.
Yeah.
With me, because if I don't know what they're doing every single week and I see the numbers not move like they should, then I'm thinking, well, you know. I know the programs work, I know the eating plans work, why isn't it happening? So if they're leaving some little details out, like they accidentally had 15 cheeseburgers, then, you know, it's going to explain a lot why, why they didn't get that, you know, result that week and whatever else.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not going to, you know, people are people. We're all human. We have slip ups and stuff like that. So there's no point grilling them over it. But it's a matter of, learn from it, move on, and just focus on why you started this challenge again. And let's get back on track and let's try and, you know, nail the remaining weeks that you have left.
Yeah. What's the favourite part of your job?
What's
the best part of your job? Not just as a master coach, but as a PT as well.
just helping people and seeing how much, you know, how much positivity you can bring into someone's life just by bettering their health, you know, educating them a bit on how to be healthier, how to live their life a little bit better and all that sort of stuff. It's just, it's so rewarding. Like that was one of the things that really caught me in that first 12 weeks that I was talking about when I made the transition into PT, was just how good it felt to make other people feel good. Like that was unbelievable. And I was like, I'm getting paid for this. Like, you know, I'm making people feel unbelievable. They make me feel amazing and I'm getting paid for it. It was like, that's the biggest thing, changing people's lives.
So you've brought powerlifting into your
into
your life now.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
It's all that live and breathe. And
we know. Social media says that. Tell us about it.
It goes back to ages ago. Like I always had a sore back for like 15 years. Like I'd seen so many specialists about it and I had so many different opinions on what it was. I'd saw chiros, I'd saw, you know, everyone, myos, osteos, everyone. And they'd all give me different opinions on what caused my sore back. And it wasn't until I saw a really good physio 15 years after having back pain pretty much every day of my life, to seeing her, and she had worked out that it was it had stemmed from my hips. And with that, we saw a hip specialist. And this was probably 3 years into my personal training. And I was almost going to give up personal training because I couldn't bend over to pick up weights for clients and all that sort of stuff. It was really debilitating. It was really bad. And it was quite depressing for a bit. I was like, I can't move. I move like an 80-year-old man. Mm-hmm. It was bad. Anyway, I went and saw a hip specialist. They saw that I have got two dodgy hips. They both need replacing. They've got osteoarthritis and all this sort of stuff.
Really?
They're camped. They're just junky hips. Yeah. They're probably the worst hips you could be born with. Like, they're just rubbish. But, with that, he's like, oh, when do you want to chop them out? And I was like, well, do we have to? I was like, isn't there another option? So he gave me a cortisone injection in my right hip, which was the worst one. And from the moment I had that to the minute I walked out of the surgery, I felt amazing. Like straight away, I was feeling relief in my lower back. Everything was feeling better. And the whole time I realized now is because I wasn't able to hinge from my hips properly. I was always bending from my back because my hips weren't working properly. So my back was always taking the load and that's why it was getting strained and sore all the time. And then once I could move again, I was like, I want to start squatting again. I want to start deadlifting. I'd never deadlifted prior to that because I couldn't. And I could squat, but it was limited because of, again, the hip soreness and my back soreness. I'd watched a few powerlifters on Instagram and some in real life. I remember going to a powerlifting comp and there was people lifting, and I'd never watched a powerlifting comp before. I didn't know shit about it, to be quite honest. But I remember watching people, you know, struggling to lift things, and you couldn't help but like start screaming, go, 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 lift, 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 and all that sort of stuff. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, these people are like killing themselves.
You sort of hold your breath while they're doing it.
Yeah. And you get really excited for them. And when they do lift, that they're wrapped and you're wrapped. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. This is like really cool. So that's what kind of drew me to it. And I was like, when I saw people giving it their all and then, you know, getting the rewards from that, I was just like, and it's you against you again. It's one of those things where it's just, you are competing against other people, your weight, your, you know, all that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's like, you're just doing the best you can do that day. And if it's better than the other people, so be it, you win or whatever. But that's what drew me to it. I saw that and I loved it. And I was like, this is so good. And it was such a supportive community. It was like everyone wants everyone to do their best on the day. It's like, no one's like, oh, I hope you fall under that squat rack. You know, I hope that bar crushes you to death. You kind of think it on some people, but no, generally it's like everyone's really
supportive. I remember
supportive.
The one I came and watched of yours.
Yeah.
And it was just like when you're squatting and like you're holding your breath, and I'd be like holding my breath as well, and it was like, you know, and
it
you
helped.
Feel like you sort of feel like you've got to push, and you know, it's totally different, isn't it? And to go and watch somebody actually do it, it's just you feel like you're really a big part of it. It's really good. I really enjoyed watching it.
Oh, thank you.
It was good.
Yeah, it was nice to have people there. Like not many people know much about the sport, and it's quite boring to watch, I guess, if you don't know much about it, but once you're in amongst it, it's so much fun. I love it.
That's good. You're going to keep continuing on with it?
Yeah.
The hips are fine.
Yeah,
now.
I'm going to keep going until they break.
Then you go and get those new ones.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
due from eventually, so I'm like, here's these broken ones, now fix them.
I'm seeing on social media you've got a lot more girls in the studio now, training girls with powerlifting.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I found big time is it's so empowering for females to realize how strong they actually are. Mm. Like for me, that's a big thing that I've noticed a lot. When I got into powerlifting, I started, you know, changing the ways I'd program my training for clients and females in particular as well. And once you show a female how strong they actually can be, like it's so empowering for them because a lot of girls are generally intimidated to go to the gym and all that sort of stuff because it is mainly, you know, sort of predominant by males and stuff like that. But I've had some females that, are crazy strong and they just fall in love with it. Like they love it more than I do. It's like, can we go heavier this week? Can we go heavier that week?
And you see it on social media. It's just fun. It's amazing what some of these tiny little girls can lift.
Yeah. I had a little girl, Maria. She was 50-odd kilos and, you know, she can squat double her body weight, deadlift more than double her body weight, all that sort of stuff. And,
it's amazing,
you know,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just having the right technique.
Totally. Yeah,
and a good 100%. Set of hips.
Yeah, and good programming too. Like,
Sorry.
You're not going to chuck a big weight on someone's back right from the start. And yeah, it's all that sort of stuff.
As I challenges, what do you go back to your master coaching? Just when challenges you don't hear from them, what do you do? How do you get them back on board? And
so with our platinum members, well, we've got the beauty now that we do ring them more often. So we're, you know, on the phone to the platinum guys a lot more often. So if we don't hear from them for a week or so, we get onto it. But that's where we have the beauty of you two guys too. Like you two girls, sorry. Guys, but, you know, in a good way. So, I mean, they're far more accountable now. You know, they have all of us on their back. And, you know, we're not there to hammer them and you know, make them feel guilty if they don't check in or if we don't hear from them or whatever. But, you know, we all genuinely want them to succeed and get the most out of it because we've all seen the benefits of it. So that's what we want to pass on to them. And that's the beauty of being a platinum member is you do get that, you know, that personalized approach. We know so much more about you than, you know, the general challenges because we're seeing feedback from you every week. We're speaking to you. We're doing all that. And, you know, you form a bit of a bond and you want to see them do exceptionally well.
Yeah.
Because they are, they're your, you know, they're sort of your personal clients, your friends.
Mm. Oh, your brothers. Tell us about your brothers. We hear lots of bits and pieces about your brothers and
family growing up.
Yeah. Well, they were my initial guys that, you know, motivated me and inspired me to sort of get into training and all that sort of stuff. My brothers are 9 and 11 years older than me. So when I was, you know, 5, 6 years old, they had started getting into bodybuilding. They were only, you know, 14, 15, 16 or whatever. But, you know, they were there flexing in front of the mirrors and their jocks and whatever.
That's where you got it from, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it's inseeded in me from that. But, yeah, when you're a little kid, you're very impressionable, obviously, and seeing my big brothers posing and getting muscles and all that sort of stuff when it was quite rare back in those days for guys to be doing bodybuilding. It was just something that, was ingrained in me from a very young age. My dad made us, like, weights in the backyard out of concrete and, you know, bits of bar that was lying around and all that sort of stuff. We didn't have proper weight sets or anything. And, you know, trash can lids and all that sort of stuff. He'd made 20-kilo plates and whatever. And my brothers used to chuck those around in the backyard and I used to sort of join in with them. We didn't know if it was good or bad for a kid to do it, but I was doing it with them and whatever else. So it was fun. And that, I guess that's how I sort of started, just watching them guys. And
what do they do now? Are they still into weights and gym?
One brother is. My oldest brother, Steve, he got into bodybuilding quite a bit after that, competed a couple of times, did really well. I think he got Mr. Melbourne or Mr. Victoria or something a while ago and then went on to Mr. Australia and came 3rd or something like that. So he's quite good at bodybuilding. And then he became a judge for IMBA and now he's a PT as well.
Oh, good. Yeah, but you don't work together though?
No, and we've only ever trained together once, believe it or not.
When that photo was taken?
That one photo. We got together doing bicep curls. That's the one time we've ever trained together. It's a shame. He's on the other side of town and I'm on, obviously in Port Melbourne, he's in the northern suburbs, but I know that's not an excuse, but I guess, I don't know, we just sort of
never, busy lives.
Yeah.
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 What do you reckon the future holds? Keep PTing?
For me?
Yep.
Yeah, I'd love to PT as long as I can. Like, I still love getting up every morning to train my clients, all that sort of stuff. I'm thinking I do want to do a lot more strength coaching and stuff like that, like powerlifting and all that sort of thing is my niche that I really like, and in particular for females, like I was talking about before, because I do think it's great to get more females into it and realize how strong they are. And, you know, girls think powerlifting, it's heavyweight, it's all that sort of stuff, it's low reps, you're just going to get big, bulky, all that sort of stuff, where it's quite the opposite. I've had a couple of clients have tremendous transformations just from lifting heavier and doing powerlifting style training, because the volume, the intensity just works for them. You know, obviously nailing their nutrition as well helps, like anything, but it doesn't make you bigger, bulkier or anything like that unless you want it to. So I really want to probably focus on that more so going, you know, further down the track, is more strength training, more of a, you know, strength and conditioning coach, and focusing more on, yeah, that sort of thing, powerlifting and that, because that's where my real passion is now, and that's what I love. That's for the immediate future anyway.
Getting back to the challenge, what would you say to anyone that was thinking of, like, of joining up the challenge?
You have to give it a go. Like, yeah, I mean, it's everything is there for you now, and just seeing how much it's evolved over the 8 years that, you know, I've been involved with it is just incredible. Like, our training programs, there's so many to choose from. They're so good. Not that I, just because I wrote some of them and all that sort of thing. But the information that, you know, we've accumulated over these years, we've seen what does and doesn't work. So it's just bulletproof for a person to sort of join now. Everything is there. The forums are unbelievable. Like, you guys are amazing. The ambassadors are incredible. And they're all people that have been there, done that. So they can relate to everything that you're going through, you're experiencing, or things that you haven't even experienced yet. You know, they can help you with that sort of thing. So, yeah.
The support is there.
The support is incredible.
So much, yeah.
It's so good. Yeah, it's incredible. I learned so much even, like reading in the forums and things like that. The ambassadors teach me things. Like, it's just everyone's got their own perspective on things, and, you know, everyone can add something to the challenge. And I just think we have accumulated so much good knowledge in there now over the last 8 years. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Everything, nutrition, training, it's all their supplementation, like what to do, what not to do. You know, we've seen thousands of people transform their lives for the better. It's there for you. It's proven it works. Like, there's, it's just a no-brainer. If you wanted to get into training, if you wanted to learn anything about nutrition, the challenge is the way to go.
The support's good too, because especially the ambassadors, they're just people that you might walk past on the street. They're not, you know, any one particular famous person. They're just someone who's been there, done that, and wanting to help others, and
going through the challenge themselves.
We're all just people.
Real people.
Totally. And that's the thing. Everyone's so approachable. You know, like, you know, Janet Kane is like one of those kind of famous people that you talk about. Yes. Like, she's incredible in the industry, but she'll answer questions for absolutely anyone and everyone. It's great. Like, yeah, and getting information from people with that wealth of knowledge is just...
She's got so much knowledge in her head, hasn't
incredible,
she?
Incredible, yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people like that on board, which is really good.
It's good also that the plans change. Like, one will change, nutrition will change one round, and then the next one is the training changes, and which is good. Keeps it all
interesting.
Everybody is interested in it.
Yep.
Do you want to give your business a plug?
Oh, people can check out One More Rep on Instagram. That's pretty much where I'm always throwing my crap now. But for me at the moment, it's more like just a training blog. It's kind of like where I can watch my own progress. I haven't focused on, I don't know, promoting my business as such on there. It's more so I just kind of look at it as a training journal for myself. And then obviously when I see some clients kicking ass and doing things, I'll put them up there as well and try and make it entertaining and whatnot.
So, like Bay at the Beach and Bay at the Donuts.
Yeah,
drawing
my fake girlfriend in on pictures and stuff. Maybe that'll help. But I don't know. It's just one of those things.
At least we all know what you like to eat.
What's that?
Well, donuts and cakes and pancakes.
Our challenge is that. No, I am trying to eat better now. So it's,
Oh, that's good. Your favourite food?
Well, I think you just nailed them all there. I think ice cream is definitely up there. It was even my nickname for a couple of years. I've got a very sweet tooth. Like, it's just,
we know.
I wish I didn't. But
we just got to flick through your photos and we'll see that.
It's annoying that I do, because, it's probably the least best thing I could do for you know, my body composition and all that sort of stuff.
What do you drive?
What do I drive?
Yeah.
My pride and joy, my
pig.
Jeep SRT8. Yeah, it's a pig.
It's a pig, all right.
I pretty much drive from service station to service station. That's all it's good for. It's just filling up petrol.
What pisses you off?
What pisses me off? Negative people, I think. People that are just assholes online and stuff like that. People that try and troll other people and people things like that. Yeah. I'm not saying that I get it, but I see it a lot with, yeah, people on social media and all that sort of stuff. I just don't understand why people need to be negative and put someone else down. Like, if someone's doing something and they enjoy doing it, let them do it. As long as it's not hurting someone else or annoying anyone else, let people be people. And that's the thing. I just hate when people are just assholes to other people for no reason.
What's your dream day involve? Lifting.
Donuts for breakfast. What's my dream? Being overseas somewhere, probably by a pool or something like that, waking up, you know, somewhere in a nice tropical sort of getaway, I think would be a great thing. I'm dying for a holiday. I've been stuck at work for a while now and I've got a few other projects going at the moment. So, yeah, I'm kind of stuck in Melbourne and this winter and this cold right now is kind of making me think that a beach holiday would be ideal day for me and not having to train unless I could hit some PBs that day or something. Otherwise, I'd rather just relax by the pool and
I would go to the gym first and then relax by the pool. Yeah. Can't like go I said, a day without training.
Yeah, unless I was having a good training day, I don't know if I would train that day.
Music?
Open to everything. Yeah. I could listen to Justin Bieber, believe it or not. To Metallica. Like, Metallica is probably my go-to for when I'm powerlifting. A lot of the old stuff. I love, like, you know, Ride the Lightning and Kill 'Em All and all that sort of stuff. Like, I don't know, just kind of amps you. It makes you feel tougher, like a powerlifter. Justin Bieber doesn't quite kick it. When you're trying to lift 300 kilos, it doesn't work. Yeah.
I also noticed that you're doing some online coaching now.
Yeah, trying to give that a bit of a crack. It's good. Yeah, I've got a few clients on actually that have started. They're loving it. It's one of those things I've really enjoyed since I've started powerlifting. I've learnt a lot about programming and how to better program. And that's what I'm really enjoying is like programming things that are specific to people's goals and what they want to achieve, yeah? And, I've just learned so much about fatigue management when it comes to training, intensities that people should train at, deload weeks, all that sort of thing, yeah? All these things that I sort of took for granted and sort of brushed over in the last few years of PTing and now really becoming, you know, really becoming apparent with this powerlifting training that I'm doing is how much more my programming has improved. And that's what I'm trying to, you know, share with people, and because I'm getting so many benefits from it, that I'm really wanting to push that along with other people, and things that I've learnt with nutrition and all that sort of stuff too, and my app's pretty easy to use, so you know a lot of people want to use apps because it's simple and blah blah blah. So, yeah, it's one of those things I'm trying to do.
Yeah,
it's not a conflict of interest with Max's.
I didn't bring it up for that reason.
Handful of people to sort of look after, but it's just, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, looking after my platinum members. I really enjoy that. So
way of the future, isn't
it? I want to do the same thing with online coaching. And yeah, it is. It's one of those things. Yeah. Not everyone can afford to get to a PT and see you once a week and all that sort of thing. It is a luxury for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you know, people are time poor for whatever reason. You know, they run businesses, they do their own thing.
Have it all online would be
Having it online easier. And being able to train when you can train and eat when you can eat is a lot easier. So yeah. It's just another way I'm trying to help people, I guess.
Thank you very much, John. That's the end of our podcast number one.
Thank you. That's been fun. Good. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Yep.
Was that right?
Yeah. We were all perfect. When we first did the a practice run, Timmy put a little bit of it together and he said it to me. I just sat there laughing. Laugh. And I listened to it again on the way home and it's just so funny hearing all of us sitting there laughing. How do I start this? I don't want to just say, hi, I'm Helen Booth.
No, we were talking about something.
And then you turned around and you said, well, you could start it like, hi, I'm Helen Booth. And then we just started laughing.